Written by distinguished law professors and professionally narrated for easy listening, this audiobook provides case briefs for the top 100 cases that have formed the foundation of criminal law in the United States. Each case brief will cover the facts, procedural history, issue, holding, rule, reasoning, disposition, dissents or concurrences, and notes. Also included is our criminal law course outline. This outline is detailed and comprehensive, covering everything you might expect to learn in a typical law school criminal course, including capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you need to know. Some of the cases you read about in this lecture will be like the one seen in criminal procedure and even in evidence. That is because a good section of current criminal law was developed through case law before the Supreme Court. The Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments all play a major role in criminal law, as does the Eighth Amendment. Searches and seizures dictate what evidence can be used, when and whether or not a criminal defendant's rights were violated under the laws of the United States. The cases you see frequently should be cemented in your mind. These concepts are highly testable, and you will return to these holdings within them time and again during your practice. The right to an attorney and miscellaneous rights regarding a defendant's lawyer is the next section, which will affect the ability to appeal a case in many instances. A defendant also has the right to confront his accusers, as found in the Sixth Amendment. The competency of a defendant might also affect the ability for him to put a defense or mitigate his potential sentence, as under the Eighth Amendment. There will be a series of cases discussing the applicability of the death penalty as it pertains to juveniles and those with mental illnesses or mental impairments. The ex post facto clause is a major constitutional issue that affects the state of criminal law in the country. Finally, the lecture will end with common defenses that are used in criminal cases, such as self-defense, insanity, and even more recently, post-traumatic stress disorder. The lecture will also cover new developments in digital crimes and evidence and offer some predictions about what the future holds for criminal law in the United States. The first case, and one that is studied repeatedly, is Mapp v. Ohio. Facts: Miss Mapp was part of the illegal gambling rackets in Cleveland. Police got a tip that Virgil Ogletree, a person known to police for multiple crimes, was at Mapp's residence. The officers went to her house, but Mapp called her attorney, who advised her not to allow them to enter without a search warrant. The officers left, but one remained to watch the house from across the street. 3 hours later, the officers returned, and when Mapp did not enter the door, they forced their way in. When she requested a warrant, a piece of paper was handed to her, which she tried to hide for safekeeping. The officers wrestled it away from her, and no one, herself, nor her lawyers, nor any member of the court, saw what was in the document. Ogletree was found during the search, as well as other gambling paraphernalia, pornography, and a pistol. Issue: Did the police have probable cause to suspect her of possessing illegal items, or were the items the product of an illegal search? Held: The state was bound to exclude evidence which was seized in excess of probable cause and in violation of the Fourth Amendment, officially applying the exclusionary rule to the states through the 14th Amendment. Rationale: Without applying the law to states through the 14th Amendment, the assurances against unreasonable federal searches and seizures would be merely a form of words. States must be bound by the same limitations as that of the federal government. Otherwise, the Fourth Amendment and entire concept of due process would be whittled away, in contravention of intent of the Bill of Rights. The next case, Terry v. Ohio, has remained one of the most important decisions concerning the Fourth Amendment and its prohibition against unreasonable searches and seizures.